Support for WGLT's Grow comes from FS Custom Turf by Evergreen FS. FS Custom Turf offers complete lawn and tree care services to preserve the health of yards, trees, and shrubs. Products and services detailed at evergreen-fs.com.
Alcohol consumption is up during the pandemic, and some of us have a little extra time on our hands, so why not take the time to make your own alcohol? Some of the raw ingredients can be found in the garden. This is WGLT's Gardening Podcast Grow, with practical advice from our expert Patrick Murphy from ISU's School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum. I'm Mike McCurdy. Patrick, thanks for joining us by phone as we continue to practice physical distancing.
Great to talk with you again.
You call it hooch. How do you get started? We've talked about berries. Is that a starting point?
Yeah, that's what made me think about this, because we have talked about berries a lot lately. And what are you going to do with all those berries?
What do you do with them?
Right, we could make jam and jelly out of them, or preserves. But we could also make our own Conurbo, a little alcoholic treat for ourselves.
Is it better to aim for fruit with higher amounts of sugar? Berries are sort of somewhere in the middle, right? I guess it depends on the berry, too.
Yeah, I think that another angle on that is your hooch is going to taste like whatever berries you're using. You know, so if you want a sweet hooch, you might want to just try and make your own wine. And you're going to be adding sugar to the concoction as well. But I think that you could kind of pinpoint it and make something special, make some blueberry hooch, and you're going to have to add sugar to that for sure.
And start small. What's a good amount?
I think that the easiest concoctions are made a gallon at a time, and they utilize 100% juice in that gallon, along with 1 cup of sugar and a single pack of brewer's yeast. The brewer's yeast pack is about the size of a pack of tea bag, you know, in the individual wrap tea bag.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not grow enough berries to make a full gallon of juice, or you didn't grow enough grapes or apples, etc., to make a full gallon, you can add concentrated juice that's 100% natural without preservatives. So you want to check the label and make sure, because the preservatives will prevent the proper fermentation.
And then what's the next step?
Using the room temperature juice that you have created from your own berries, add the sugar and yeast into a fermentation container. Something like a repurposed wine bottle or the liquor bottle, any size, they work great. And they can also be outfit with a cork and different kinds of brewing lids that seal the bottle but allow gas to escape. So cork's good for that. Otherwise, you could close the lid and then loosen it a little bit, leaving it open enough to just allow for the gas to escape.
And I assume the same practices you would use to brew beer apply here, is that you want everything to be really clean. Should the bottle be sanitized? You know, go a step further than just washing it out?
Yeah, I think you got to get a little bit nutty on that part. And I guess that's one of our disclaimers. None of it will work, and you could make yourself sick if it's not really clean. Everything that you're doing has to be clean, even the work surface, the high-quality high-quality stuff has got to be taken into consideration for that.
How will you know that the process is actually working, that it's actually fermenting, creating alcohol?
So once you've put it all in the vessel, you'll notice bubbling from the yeast and the sugar getting acquainted. There's a reaction that's going to take place. And then once the bubbles disappear, you still want to put your ear up to the bottle and listen. You can hear like crackling and smaller internal reactions taking place, indicating that there's still some fermentation going on. Once the reaction rests, you can actually give it a taste. And if it's a little too juicy and not enough kaboom, you can add as much as a teaspoon of additional yeast and then finish after tasting and then halting the fermentation by opening up the bottle.
So once you open the bottle, the fermentation process stops, or if you leave it open?
Yeah. So if you opened it too early, if there's still enough yeast in there, and you closed it back up, it could still bubble and crackle as you listen to it. You know, two to three days later, you can be tasting this stuff to see if the see if it's the way you like, and it's a little too, it tastes a little mild for your, you know, for what you're looking for.
When can you drink it?
You can let it age for a year or more. That's what I think is best.
Really, up to a year.
You can drink it. Yeah, you know, so this is a technique to help deal with the bounty of all these berries you're growing, because you're getting such great advice from us here at Grow. So the best that I've had is stuff that's aged for a while, or you can drink it as soon as 2 to 3 days later. I've had the fast hooch, and it upsets my stomach. So there's something to take into consideration there. Hmm. Before serving it, however, you will need to transfer the contents from your brewing vessel to a resealable wine bottle or another clean mason jar. And then getting the product out of the bottle takes some care. So you either siphon or carefully pour the bottle without twisting it or turning it to pour the liquid into the serving bottle without disturbing or letting the sludge from the bottom of the brew bottle pour into what rewards you have created. And then that brewing bottle, you can rinse out that sludge and get ready to use it for another batch.
And what's the sludge?
It's basically the spent yeast and leftover chunks of whatever you use to make your hooch.
Hmm. Does it taste bad? Is it just altered? Does it just make the overall concoction taste poorly?
Yeah, and it's not safe.
Mm.
You might give yourself, again, I'm trying to be polite here, you might get a bellyache out of the deal.
Gastrointestinal distress?
Yeah, you might be digging lots of holes out in the wood line while your friends are eating s'mores.
Is there a recipe that you like?
The most recent one I've tried, and it's from somebody I admire. He's a modern wilderness legend and former leatherneck named Mick Dodge. He's out on the Olympic Peninsula in Washington. I've seen him on television. He has a clever approach for berry hooch from forest berries, all different kinds. They make it in a wine or liquor bottle with a cork or the wire pressure cork type bottle, like the bottle of Grolsch beer. You know, it has a little wire pressure cork thing on it. Or the big mason jars, which you smash a pound of berries and put in oxalis leaves. This part's neat because oxalis is a real common weed that has clover-like leaves on a wiry stem. And they seem to be in anything you buy from the nursery. You know what I mean? It's a real common nursery weed. That oxalis helps with fermentation, and it also adds lemon essence. You can just taste the leaves and taste this lemony essence. So from there, you'd add a quarter to a half cup of sugar, a half pack of brewer's yeast for each quart. So now you have more sugar and yeast and less fluid, which will give you a higher percentage of alcohol. So fill while leaving a little bit of room for expansion. Close it up and store upright in the dark. Without freezing, Mick buried his bottles in the earth. But the bottle must remain upright. And then again, remember when you're harvesting it, pour it off or siphon the liquid and leave the broken down berry skin and unwanted particulate in the bottle.
And I assume there's a lot out there to help guide would-be hooch makers. You can just go online and find some recipes and guides.
Yeah, I'd say start simple and take the time to read about the brewcraft techniques to avoid making yourself sick. There are numerous techniques from all cultures. And you can skip the yeast and fermentation and throw in some pectin and some citric juice from lemons or oranges and make some jams and jellies if you don't want the alcoholic indulgence.
If you have questions about using your garden to create liquor or other edibles, get in touch. Send in your gardening questions, and Patrick Murphy with ISU's School of Biological Sciences will answer them. I'm Mike McCurdy. Send your questions to wglt.org/grow.